Be'ezras Hashem b'li neder. Let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated to Lili Nishmas Avi Moria, Rav David Tzvi Ben Harav Yosef. Today's daf is Psachim daf Kuf Zayin. We are at the top of the page on Kuf Zayin Amud Aleph. By the words, we are at Amemar, on the fifth line. Says the Gemara, Amemar Pasach Lo Lahashmaitza Derava B'hai Lishta. We just said at the top of the page that Rava holds that the halacha is, even if you ate before Kiddush, you still make Kiddush. Even if you ate before Havdalah, you still make Havdalah. If you didn't make Havdalah Saturday night, you could make Havdalah until Tuesday. And if you make Havdalah, if you don't make Kiddush Friday night, you can make Kiddush the whole rest of the day the next day. Amemar Pasach Lo Lahashmaitza Derava B'hai Lishna. Amemar said the Psak halacha in the following way, which is not the way we pass it. Amarava, Hilchis Toa Mekadesh, even if you ate, you could still make Kiddush. Toa Mavdil, even if you ate, you could still make Havdalah. We do hold that way. Mishlo Kiddush Be'erev Shabbos, if you didn't make Kiddush Friday night, Mekadesh Olach Kol Yom Kul. Okay, that's still the same. You can make Kiddush Olam, but Mishlo Hivdil B'motzai Shabbos, Mavdil V'holach Kol Hayom Kulo. So he had it that if you don't make Havdalah Motzai Shabbos, you only have the whole day Sunday. I guess the idea is that since you make Havdalah on Sunday, because Saturday night is Sunday, so he holds you only have the whole day on Sunday. Take a look at the second Tosis on the page. Where does he prove it from? Tisha B'Av. Right, when Tisha B'Av falls out on a Sunday, we don't paskin halacha l'maisa this way. We paskin you have till Tuesday. We don't paskin only have one day. Where do we own that from? Tisha B'Av. Because you see, Tisha B'Av, when Tishba falls out on a Sunday, we make Havdalah Sunday night. What might be the root of the dispute here? Why you only have Sunday versus till Tuesday? I think we mentioned this yesterday, right? If you say it's a makeup, so then it makes sense you have till Tuesday. But if you say no, the din is you only have that time, so you have the whole Sunday, right? You're supposed to do it Saturday night. So the whole Sunday is defined as the day after Shabbos, the day it could be Mavdil. Maybe that's what the issue is. At any rate, we don't follow that opinion. We say after Tuesday. I don't know if I mentioned this yesterday. That's why in the Shir Shel Yom of Wednesday, we say at the very end of the Shir, I said this yesterday, L'chun Aranana, that in the end of the Shir Shel Yom of Wednesday, we go like one or two psukim extra. We say L'chun Aranana at the end of the Shir Shel Yom Wednesday because we're showing it's already the beginning of Shabbos. We're already thinking about Shabbos. L'chun Aranana, it's Wednesday. That's why we add in two psukim at the bottom of the Shir Shel Yom. We say L'chun Aranana. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Amri le mar yunuka umar kshisha bari de Rav Chista le Rav Ashi. So now we're going to discuss a whole new topic. We're going to discuss the topic of Chamar Medina. Chamar Medina. That if you don't have wine, maybe you can make Havdalah on beer. What about tea and coffee? What about orange juice? What about soda? What about water? So that's what we're going to talk about right now. If you don't have wine, what are you allowed to make Havdalah on? Grape juice, 95% of the poskim say is okay. My father always made Havdalah on grape juice. I don't know why we make Kiddush on wine, but Havdalah on grape juice. But we always made Havdalah on grape juice. I keep on doing what my father did. Grape juice is okay. Rav Moshe Feinstein has a chumrah that at the Seder, you should not have grape juice. He has a chumrah like that because at the Seder, you need midei de mishaker. You need something that causes you to really be besimcha at the Seder. You need something that can cause you to get drunk. Grape juice doesn't really have alcohol, so it's not going to cause you to get drunk. So Moshe,
3% wine.
What's that?
Not Rashi wine, like 3%.
Yeah, the Rashi wine. They all say, no, but that's okay. That's good enough. That's good enough. Everyone holds that's okay. But Moshe Feinstein has a chumrah. At the Seder, you shouldn't have grape juice. But for regular Kiddush Friday night, most posts can hold grape juice is fine. 95% of the post can hold it's fine. Havdalah Kiddush is fine. But what about Chamar Medina? So that's the Gemara is going to discuss right now. So Amri le mayunuko makshisha bereida Rav Chista le Rav Ashi. So these two rabbis at Rav Ashi. Zimnechad de ikla amemar la asrin. One time the great Amora amemar came to our town. V'lo havalan chamer. We didn't have wine for Havdalah. Aisinale shechra v'lo avdi. We brought him beer and he refused to make Havdalah on the beer. Ubas tavas, bas is like shavas. He went to sleep hungry. He wouldn't eat anything because he didn't make Havdalah. Lamachar, the next day on Sunday morning, tarachna asin lechamu, we finally found some wine. Va'avdo v'tarmidi made Havdalah, and then he ate. And then he ate. Now, according to the Rif, a person is not obligated to fast only on Motzei Shabbos, but not on Sunday. Even if you don't have any wine on Sunday, the Rif says only Saturday night you can't eat till Havdalah. But once you already went to sleep and woke up Sunday morning, even if you can't have, well, you're allowed to eat breakfast, even if you haven't found wine yet. So says the Rif. The Maram Chalava says even on Saturday night, it's only if you have wine you have to fast until you make Havdalah on the wine. But if you don't have wine Saturday night, you don't have to fast. The Shulchan Aruch brings both opinions about this. The Shulchan Aruch brings two opinions whether or not you have to fast if you don't have any wine on Saturday night. Anyway, back in the Gemara. Lishana, the next year, Amemar came to visit the same town again. Suik Lalasun, he came back again. Lahavalon Chamai Sida Shecho, we had no wine, so we brought him beer. Amar, so this year, Amemar said differently. Ihachi, now that I get the idea that wine is extremely scarce in this town and you couldn't bring me wine, Chamar Medinahu, it must be that beer is the wine of this town. It's the Chamar Medina. Beer is the drink of choice, the exalted special drink of choice of this town. Avdil v'tam midah, so he made Avdol on the beer, and then he ate. Says the Gemara from the story Shema Mina Tlas. We learn from the story three things. Shema Mina, Hamavdil betfilah tzarach sheyavdil al hakos, that Havdol in davening is not enough. In order to eat, you got to make havdalah on a cup of wine. Ushma mina asil al adam shiyoch kodem shiavdil. We see that you're not allowed to eat before havdalah. Ushma mina mishalo hivdam b'motzai Shabbos ma'avdav holech kol haShabbos kulo. Even though you only really have a raya from the story for Sunday, but the halacha is not that way. So Tosa says shma mina, the third Tosas. Lo shamini mina ela kol hayom. You really can only prove from the story Sunday. Ela. But it means that the halacha is you don't only have Saturday night. The halacha is you have until Tuesday. That's the way we pass it. The halacha also is that if you do not have any wine in the city where you are, if you only have beer, you are allowed to make havdalah on beer if you have no wine. However, says the Rashbam, water is not good enough, and water is not considered to be chamar medina. Okay, what about everything else? So Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva, Chelek Beis Or HaChaim Siman Ayin Hey, where the main chidushim of Moshe's tshuva is he thinks that soda is not good enough for Chamar Medina. And what's his definition? Well, let's see. What does the Rashbam here say? The Rashbam says that beer is the wine of that place. That's what he says. That Chamar Medina, Ein Yayin Acher Be'ir Azos Kiyim Sheikhar. There's no other wine, so beer is like the wine of that place. Even if you don't have any beer wine, you can't make havdalah on water. What about soda? Rav Moshe Fein says, no. What's the definition? Rav Moshe Fein says like this. What's chamar medina? It has to be something that people generally don't just drink to quench their thirst. Water you drink to quench your thirst. Gatorade. So Rav Moshe Feinstein thinks, even though Rabbi Simcha Bunim Cohen in the Sefer says to Moshe Feinstein, what do you mean, but they serve soda at weddings? Doesn't it show it's an exalted drink? No, he thinks soda is water, it's no good. But tea or coffee, some say orange juice, these kinds of things, and maybe it's a little bit more of an elevated drink, you would serve it to a guest just as a drink, not because he's thirsty. Or schnapps. Nobody drinks schnapps because they're thirsty. Again, I don't know, I don't drink schnapps at all. But nobody drinks schnapps because you're thirsty. You drink it as an exalted drink. But again, I think the Taz writes that the problem with schnapps is people think they make kiddush on a tiny shot glass of schnapps. That's a problem. That's a problem. You need a sheer revius. So that's, yeah, maybe I'd hear it from somebody else. I'm pretty sure. Again, I'm not a posik, but I'm pretty sure with the midiga oilam, which is to drink a little thing of schnapps, many hold that that's not good enough. So that's where Moshe writes over there. Tea and coffee, I think he says, would be okay. Because you don't just drink it because you're thirsty. It's more of an elevated, exalted kind of a drink. But soda, no. Moshe says soda's not good enough. But maybe orange juice or tea or coffee. If you have nothing else. Again, you're supposed to be mahadid to try to have wine or grape juice. But that's lechatchila. That's the best way. But if you don't have, If you're in a place where you can't get over, some say milk. Right? Some say milk might be good enough. But soda is out according to Moshe. Okay. Says the Gemara. Boimine Rav Huna Merav Chista. Rav Huna asked from Rav Chista. Ma'u l'kedushi ha-shechor. Are you allowed to make kiddush on beer? Again, it's not clear in the Gemara. Machlokas, does this mean l'chatchila or just if you have no wine? That's a machlokas harishonim. Could you make kiddush l'chatchila even on beer? But pashtus, the Gemara means no. It means if you don't have anything else. Ma'u l'kedushi ha-shechor. We're talking about beer made out of dates. And the Rashbam says, where we don't have wine, Rashbam, the suffix is in a place where the Sheikhar is Chamar Medina. However, the Rosh himself says, no. The Rosh himself says, no, in a case where beer is not the Chamar Medina. Fine. Says the Gemara, let's learn the Rashbam, Pashup Shat. In a case where it's Chamar Medina, can you make Kiddush on beer? Omar, Hashta Uma Pirzuma, which is a barley beer, Uteene, or fig beer, Vaasne, or another kind of strawberry beer, which are even better than date beer. Deboy me name a Rav. I asked Rav, can I make kiddush on them? V'Rav and Rabbi Chiya, and Rav asked Rabbi Chiya, Rabbi Chiya, Rabbi Chiya said, V'lo pashadle. And he didn't answer him like he wouldn't permit it. So Shichra, this lowly date beer, me boy, certainly it's no good. It's not chashiv enough. Savar mina, kiddush yidu l'mekachinale, maybe you can't make kiddush on it, aval avdule mavdalinan, but maybe havdal is okay. Just like you can't make kiddush on date beer, kach ein mavdil olav. So too, you can't make avdal on date beer. In Manami, Amar Tachli Bravi, Amar Shmuel, Kishem Shein Mavdil Mikachin olav, kach ein mavdil olav. You can't make havdalah on it. So it sounds like, according to some, even if it is Chamar Medina, you're not allowed to use it. This arguing on what we said before against Ameima. Others say no. This means if it's not Chamar Medina, you can't use it. Levi Shada Leila Rebbe Shichra Bar Tlesar Migne. Levi sent to Rebbe beer that was like refined 13 times. They pulverized it through. It was a very, very fine date beer. Tom ate, so Rebbe tasted it. Have a bosom tuvi. He said, whoa, this stuff tastes amazing. Omar, Rebbe said, we could use it. Below my love, kol shiris shishbachas shabal, you could use it for kiddush, and you could say all the, you could sing shiris shishbachas l'Hashem on this beer. And then he paid the price at night, right? We've seen a lot of times about dates. Belalia, the Gemara talks a lot about the problems that dates cause for indigestion, shilshul. Belalia Tsare, at night he was like in the bathroom all night long. Omar Miyasra Numafayes. He said, Miyasra Numafayes, this caused me such problems and I'm gonna appease HaKadosh Baruch Hu with this terrible stuff. Omar of Yosef, Edor Barabim Delosh Teshuchi, I'm gonna make a public neder that I'm not going to drink beer. Omar Rava, I like to say beer is a raya brewer to peer pressure. There's no one who actually enjoyed beer the first time they drank it. It tastes terrible. But it's only because everybody was goading you into doing it, then you develop a taste for it. That's my vote on beer. Amar Rav Yosef, Edar Barabim, I'm going to take a public neder Delosh Yishicha. Amar Rava, Ishte Mezuryon, I'd rather drink cleaning water Velo Ishte Shichra and not drink beer. It's disgusting. Amar Rava, to have a Shak, you say Shichra, Man de Mekadesh HaShichra. If you use beer for Kiddush, then you deserve that you should only always have beer and never have wine. Mida Keneged Mida. Rav Ashkei Rav Huna de Kodesh Ashechwe. He found Rav Huna making Kiddush on beer. A Malay. Right. This is Rav Lishitaso, that Rav said sometimes you would make Kiddush on wine, sometimes you make Kiddush on bread, on challah, right? So he says, whatever you prefer, you make Kiddush on. So he liked beer. Rav liked beer. So Rav, Ashkechei Rav Huna found Rav, the Kodesh Ashechu, he's making Kiddush on beer. Amar Lei, Shari Abba Lemikne Istere Mishichra. Must be that you're making your money off of beer. Must be you got beer around you all the time. So you like it. So you're a beer salesman, so must be that's why you're making Kiddush on beer. Tana Rabbanan, Ein Mekachin El Ala Yayin. No, you got to have wine for Kiddush. Ein Mevarachin El Ala Yayin. And benching also, you got to have a cup of wine, not beer. Ato Hashikha Maya, Milo Mevarachin Elay. So first thing I thought he meant, you only make a bari priya go, you don't make a bracha on beer. Atu Ashikha Vamay Milo Mavakhinal Shakal Niam Bivarwat, you don't make a shakal? I'm right, no, I'm rabbi, it's not what I meant. Hawking Kamar. Ein Omrim Have Kot Shel Bracha. Levarech El Ala Yayin. We only make on wine and not on beer or water. Tan Rabana Ein Mikachin Ala Shekhar. You can't make Kiddush on beer, Mishim Belazar, Mishim Omru, Mikachin. You are allowed to make Kiddush on beer. What's the halacha lemaisa? So Rabbeinu David writes. Right, so the Gemara says, Tanakhama says you can't make Kiddush on beer. Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon says you can make Kiddush on beer. Says Rabbeinu David, you can only use wine or bread for Kiddush, but you may not use beer for Kiddush, because the Gemara says in Bava Basra Tzadi Zayin, you're only allowed to make Kiddush on a dover that's roy lalos ala mizbeach, like wine, something that's chashiv that can be brought to mizbeach, but beer, you're not allowed to make Kiddush on. However, Havdalah, where you don't have the option of making Havdalah on bread. Why not? Because bread is shayach to the Kiddush, to the Kiddush b'makom Suda. For an Havdalah, you don't have on a Suda, even though you have a Suda Smolav Malka, but Havdalah is not connected to the Suda. So you're not allowed to make Havdalah on bread. So since you're not allowed to make Havdalah on bread, Havdalah, he says, you are allowed to make Havdalah on beer if you don't have wine. However, benching, and he said, Rabbeinu David writes, by benching, even if you have wine, if you drank beer in the meal, you're allowed to make bench on a cup of beer. The Rush writes, most Gaonim were matir to make Kiddush on beer if it is Chamar Medina. That's also an afkamina for schnapps, but even if you use schnapps, so you have a shear. So this is a machlokas, whether or not things like beer and schnapps can be used for Kiddush. I think most poskim seem to say that schnapps would be okay, but you do have to have a shear, a full cup. You don't have to drink a full cup, you just have to drink Rove Revius. But you're supposed to make, if you're going to make Kiddush on schnapps, I'm pretty sure the poskim write, you should have, some poskim write that you should have a full Revius. Again, a Revius is not that big. People think, you know, Revius is, you know, 4.2. Shabbos morning, Revius might even be less than 4.2 fluid ounces. It's not that much. Okay.
Would Chamar Medina be different from town to town? Some places.
Yeah, very good point. Yeah. In some countries, maybe this is Chamar Medina. It's not Chamar Medina. Very good. Okay.
So according to Rabbeinu David, can we make Kiddush on water since we have Nisach HaMayim?
Very good, Dr. Dan. Very good, Dr. Dan. Once a year. I don't know. Got to check out that Gemara in Bava Basra. I don't know. Good Kasha. I don't know. I think not, but your Kasha is still a good Kasha. It's good Kasha. Okay. Tana Rabbana. No, where am I? Okay, I'll find it. Okay, here we go. All right. Mitiimas. Oh, now, how much of the wine do you have to drink? Mitiimas yayin kolshu. So another din in the brisa. How much? It's enough just to taste a mashu. So it shouldn't be a coast that nobody tasted. Yosef Behuda Omer, no. Milo lugma. You have to drink a cheekful. Now there's two gerses here. Lugma or lugmav. That's a very big difference. Is it a general, an average cheekful? Or your cheekful. Take a look at Tosfos. Take a look at Tosfos. Well, first of all, Melo Lugma. So first of all, it's a Tosfos says a few things here. Take a look. Im Ta'am. It's the second to the last Tosfos on the page. Im Ta'am Melo Lugma Yatza. Is that, that's really going on the next Gemara. All right, let's read one more line of Gemara. Amunam Rav Achein Tani Rav Gidol Demin Neresh Hamakadesh V'tam Lo Lugma Yatza. If you tasted a cheekful, you Yotze Vim Lav Lo Yatza. Wow. If you don't drink a Melo Lugma of Kiddush, you're not Yotze. That's the halacha. Amunam Nachem Bayitza Ana Taninala Lo Gidol Baminashio V'lo Gidol Baminume Ela Gidol Stama. Fine. Lamai Nafkamina, who cares what his name is? Lamirma Didea Didea to Esther. Because let's see this Tosfos. Very important. Tosfos and Tam Lalugma Yatza. Ukidimafarish Biyuma. Kol She'ilum Salko Litzad Echad. Yirek Kimalo Lugmav. Vahave Pachos Mirvias. Kedamin Hasim. So a Malo Lugmav, it doesn't mean two cheekfuls. It means one cheekful, which is less than Mirvias. Avo Malo Lugmav Amin Hasim Dave Yosim Mirvias. If it would be both sides of the mouth, that would be more than Mirvias. Venire. To rove revius. Darmin lekaman, v'hu deshasa ruba dekasa. We're going to say later on, need rove revius. V'dafka la'adam benoni. An average person just needs a rove revius. Avala og melech habashan, but if you are og melech habashan, ba'itfei, k'damirasan, then you might even need more. Because you're malo lugmav, if you're og melech habashan, you're going to need more. Now this is a big discussion. So Tosus, fine. Rabbeinu David writes, no, Og Melech Habashan would be enough for Revius. It may be his Melo Lugma, but a Revius would for sure be enough. The Maram Chalava says, Og Melech Habashan would even be enough just Rov Revius. Only in Yom Kippur we say that it depends on your mouth, because that depends on Hana, and if you're a big person, you need a lot more for the Hana. But everybody else, a rove of an average revius, even Og Melech Habashan, he disagrees with Tosfos. Even rove of, so there's three shittos here. Either Og Melech Habashan needs his Melo Lugmav, which could be 10 reviuses, his Melo, his cheekful, or you say no, a revius is enough for him, or even a rove revius is enough for him. Tosfos, Rabbeinu David, and the Maram Chalva dispute this issue. La halacha, the din is that you have to taste a Melo Lugmav, a cheekful, and without that, you're not Yotze. And some say that the one making Kiddush doesn't have to drink the Melo Lugmav. You can give it to somebody else to drink the Melo Lugmav. So says the Rashbam right here. The Maram Chalava says, by Kiddush, the Mevarech has to taste it, but by other Koshel Bracha, somebody else could drink it. And the Rush points out, can 3-5 different people combine to the Melo Lugmav? So the Rush says, no, one person has to drink Melo Lugmav. It doesn't have to be the Mekadesh, it could be somebody else. Because you need the Hana, it's about the Hana. You taste a little sip, you don't get that Hana. But the Ritva disagrees. The Ritva says, even if you have multiple people combining for Melo Lugmav, that is good enough. Okay, let's continue. Fine. Ibailu. The B'nai HaYeshiva asked the two side halach. Oh, okay. So what did the Gemara say here? Samach Lemincha. Oh. Samach Lemincha. Oh, we finally learned the first two words of the Mishnah. We finished seven blot. We learned the first Arvi Psachim. Okay, now we're up to the third word of the Mishnah. Samach Lemincha. What do we learn? Arvi Psachim, Samach Lemincha, Lo Yochal Adam Anshe Techshach. You can't eat until it gets dark. Now, why is Mincha called Mincha? Very fascinating question. I don't know why Tosfos waits till here to discuss it. Look at the bottom Tosfos on the page. Why is Mincha called Samach Lemincha? Tema. Amai Kari Le Mincha. Shachris, we understand. Shachris means morning. Arvis Erev means evening. What does Mincha mean? Samach Lemincha. Tema. Amai Kari Le Mincha. De imishum de Mincha hayakrevi ben arbayim. What do you mean? They brought a carbon Mincha along with the carbon tamid shebein arbayim shkayach. They brought a carbon Mincha along with the carbon tamid shel Shachris also. So Hawaii is Mincha called Mincha, but Shachris is called Shachris. Halogam b'Shachar krevim Minchas chavit d'Minchas tavi yesh tomar Well, Shachris, you had another name for it. Okay, so the Mepharshim said, why didn't you call Mincha Tzaharayim? So maybe v'shema b'shas hakrovas mincha, maybe Eliyahu Navi was answered, his tefillah was answered when they brought the carbon mincha along with the Talmud Shel Bein Arba'im, and that's why they decided to call mincha mincha, because from the time of Eliyahu Navi and onward, there was considered to be an ace ratzon. The time of the mincha of the carbon Talmud Shel Bein Arba'im was an ace ratzon. Okay. So there's many other reasons given for this. Some say there's a beautiful pshat al derech hadrash. I think this is actually a legit pshat. You know, I heard different people quote this, but shachris, you wake up first thing in the morning before your day starts. It's not such a big deal to daven. At night, your day's over. You're ready to go to sleep. It's not such a big deal to go to Ma'ariv at night after the day's over. But in the middle of the day, where you're running around, you're in the middle of your business, you have to go run and chop a minion, you got to go do. This is your gift to Hashem, mincha. Mincha means a gift. It's your gift to Hashem. That's why it's called mincha. Mincha means a gift. So mincha is really much more of a gift than shachris and ma'ariv. Beautiful. I thought it was a beautiful adarach hadrash. Some say it's called mincha because you're meniach your work. You're meniach. You push your work aside and go do it. The Rambam in Brachos says that that's when the sun is meniach. The sun is manuach. Is go manoach. The sun is going, is on its way down. The Yerushalmi says it's named for the Ketores, and the Ketores is a special gift to Hashem. It's not for kapara. It's a mincha. The Ketores is a special gift. It's the Yerushalmi says it's not the Karban Talmud Shel Bein Arba'im. It's the mincha. So we daven zecher to the Ketores. Interestingly, okay. So which mincha is it? Samach lemincha, ibaylu. Samach lemincha gedoyla tonight. Is it 12 and a half hours that you can't eat? From 12:30? Oh, dilma samach lemincha ketanak tanan. Or maybe it's not after 9 hours in today, beginning of the 10th hour, 3 o'clock. Samach lemincha gedoyla ketan, umishum pesach. That's the beginning of the zman, hakravas, carbon pesach. Dilma asi lemimshach. Maybe we're afraid your seuda will delay you from the Karban Pesach. Va'asi limnue milim ebed pischa. Odil masamach lemincha ketana tanan. Umishum matzah. We want you to have an appetite to eat the matzah. Dil ma'asi limichle lematzah. Achila gasa. The Mepharshim talk about, what about the Karban Pesach? We're not worried about that. Maybe it's bizman hazeh. So there is no Karban Pesach. Others give different reasons why it mentions matzah. Amar Ravina, Tashma, come here, proof. Afilu Agrippus Amelo, Shayrog Alecho, Betesha shows. Agrippus used to eat his breakfast in the ninth hour, right before 3 o'clock. 2:30 breakfast. Oso ayom lo yochal ad shetachshach. Erev Pesach, even he is not allowed to shetachshach. Says, well, Iyamis Bishlava, Samach Lemincha Ketana Tnan. If you tell me that the halach is you can't eat starting at 9 hours into the day, Hainu Revusi Agrippus. Then you can tell me, even Agrippus, who normally starts eating, then he can't eat. El Iyar Mesamach Lemincha Gedola Tanan. If you tell me that you already can't eat 3 hours before, my Revusi Agrippus. What's the Chiddush of Agrippus? Chal Isar Le Meikara. It was already awesome for him to start in the first place. Ella says more. Samach Lemincha Ketana Tanan. If you tell me that the halach is Samach Lemincha Ketana, so my Revusi Agrippus. What's the Chiddush of Agrippus? Obviously, he can't start then because that's when he's got to stop. Hamati leis mani sura says Gemara no. Ma'od the tema teisha shows like Agrippus kabashos di dan dami. You might have thought that Agrippus, he will still have an appetite even if he eats at 9 hours of the day, because his 9 hours is like our breakfast at 4 hours. So just like we'll have an appetite at four, since he would eat every day at nine, he'll still have an appetite later on. Kamash malon no. Even Agrippus is not allowed to eat his breakfast at that time. Amar Rabbi Asi avomat bilhu. Amar Rav Yasi, avomat bilhu, b'mine targima. Even though you're not allowed to have a meal after 9 hours at 3 o'clock, after the ninth hour on Erev Pesach, you are allowed to snack mine targima. It might mean even a little piece of meat, fruit, just no bread. No bread. So says the Rashba, mine targima is fruit and basar. Tosis asks, We see in the Tosefta Brachos, Mini Tagim, you make Bar Mini Mizonos. So it even means Chamisha Mini Dagan. However, Tosa says, no. Mini Tagima really means fruit. Rashi and Sukkah writes Mini Tagima is like Parpos and Ma'adanim, like fruit and maybe some type of other snacks. So Mini Tagima is usually translated to mean snacks. There's a little bit of a question here in the Rishonim. What would be Mizonos? Can you have Mizonos Erev Pesach? Maybe it's better to stay away from Mizonos. Not that you could have any Mizonos anyway then. What Mizonos are you having? You're not allowed to have Chomets, you're not allowed to have Matzah. So there's not much Mizonos to really have anyway. Rabbi Yitzchak, Matvil B'yarke, he would have some vegetables. Tanyanami Hochi, we learned that Bryce is supporting this. Hashamash Mitabel B'bnei Me'ayin. The waiter would dip some innards. They would have this B'nei Me'ayim, these intestines. That was the food that they would have. V'nostan L'fnei Orchin, he would feed the guests Erev Pesach so that they would eat matzah l'teyavon. V'afal b'she ein ray l'davar. Right, and as a matter of fact, to eat a little bit is a good thing, because if you're going to be starved, you're not going to enjoy the thing either. So you don't want to be completely starved. So it's okay to have some fruit or vegetables. Plow the earth first to kill the weeds or the roots, so that when you plant afterwards, you won't have thorns there. So we could bring a proof there. Just like plowing is required so that the ground should be able to be planted. And if it's not plowed, you're not going to be able to plant well. So too, eating things that don't fill you up, but get you a little bit, vorspeist, right? The appetizer. That's why it's called an appetizer, because it gives you an appetite, right? Appetizer. But so to eat something that'll get you a little bit hungry, it causes your insides to open up so that you'll enjoy the eating more. So then. That's okay to eat. Not only is it okay to eat, it sounds like you should eat it. Okay. Let's stop here, because the next topic is a little bit different. Tomorrow's daf is big about Dalet Kosos and reclining. Tomorrow's daf is a world famous daf, Kuf Ches. Everyone should have a wonderful day.
Thank you very much.
Have a good day, Remy.
You too.